Welcome, my lovely mutants, to this special bonus episode of the Mutation Station, where we usually embrace the marvels of genetic mutations, although this time we don't really want to embrace it because for Breast Cancer Month in October, we're looking into inflammatory breast cancer, or IBC, an ever-mutating beast of a cancer that needs to be made aware of. So instead of embracing it, we're just going to educate about it. I had the privilege of interviewing an old high school friend, Ali, who is currently battling IBC, and what a battle. But before we play the interview, let's delve a little into it. Inflammatory breast cancer is a rare and aggressive form of breast cancer that accounts for approximately 1 to 5% of all breast cancer cases. It's called inflammatory because it often causes symptoms that resemble inflammation, such as redness, swelling, and warmth in the breast. So it's not the traditional find a lump in your breast and go and get that checked out. Unfortunately, the symptoms are very similar to other symptoms. Women get these kinds of symptoms when they're experiencing their period or just may just have a little cyst or medication. There's all types of different things that you think, oh, okay, it's not a lump, so it's not breast cancer. But if there's any cause for concern about your breast for anything, go and get it checked out. So unlike other types of breast cancer that typically form a lump or tumor, inflammatory breast cancer does not present as a distinct mass. Instead, it tends to involve the skin and lymphatic vessels of the breast, resulting in the characteristic symptoms. These symptoms may develop rapidly over a period of weeks or even days. Some common signs and symptoms of inflammatory breast cancer include breast swelling, where the affected breast may become enlarged, firm, or tender, redness and warmth. The breast may appear reddened, inflamed, or have a pink or purple hue. It may even feel warm to the touch. And then something called peau d'orange. The skin of the breast may develop a dimpled or pitted appearance, similar to the texture of an orange peel. Now, in the interview, Alison says that this is actually what she had. But because she's a mother of twins, you know, obviously her breasts enlarged and then they went back to normal. And so she had stretch marks and things. And so never really questioned the appearance of her breast. But if there's ever any changes, go and get it checked out. Breast pain. The affected breast may be painful or tender. And of course, everybody gets this during their periods. Nipple changes. The nipple may appear flattened, inverted, or retracted. Swollen lymph nodes. The lymph nodes under the arm or in the neck may become enlarged and feel firm or tender. So again, it's important to note that these symptoms can also be caused by less serious conditions, such as infections or other types of dermatitis. However, if you experience any persistent changes in your breast, it's crucial to consult a healthcare professional for evaluation. In the case of IBC, it's crucial you get it checked out earlier. The diagnosis of inflammatory breast cancer involves a combination of physical examination, imaging tests, mammography, ultrasound, and a biopsy of the affected tissue. Treatment typically involves a multimodal approach, including chemotherapy, surgery, radiation therapy, and targeted therapies, depending on the individual case. The problem is, of course, this is all happening really, really quickly, so your body doesn't really have a chance to recover, which is why what Alison has gone through and what you'll listen to is just quite remarkable. Due to its aggressive nature, inflammatory breast cancer often requires prompt and aggressive treatment. Early detection and timely intervention are crucial for improving the chances of successful outcomes. And because it is always mutating, the sooner you get to it, the less chance it has to grow. As mentioned, Alison is a high school friend who had no obvious symptoms of inflammatory breast cancer until one day she fell off a ladder and had a persistent back pain. She took herself off to the doctor, and that's when her whole world fell apart. During the interview, Ali and I have a giggle because during high school, we were pitted against each other by a shared boyfriend, not at the same time, lol. But we look back now and wonder, what were we thinking that we allowed this like absolute loser of a boy to come between us and prevent a further friendship? But we're friends now and she is an inspiration. I know that word gets chucked around a lot, but you'll find out that when she was diagnosed, she was given months to live, just a couple of months, and now she's been battling for 4 years. She's an absolute warrior, so I hope you enjoy this interview. As mentioned by Alison, IBC is also currently featured in the Netflix series Firefly Lane, also a book. And this is certainly the first time that Alison had ever encountered a protagonist in a movie, so it's worth a watch. in terms of featuring in art, obviously breast cancer is very hard to capture in art, but Peter Paul Rubens unknowingly captured his model in an advanced stage of breast cancer. Rubens was one of the main Baroque painters who practiced realism, which meant that he painted whatever his eyes captured. Such paintings are the Three Graces, Diana and her nymphs pursued by satyrs, Orpheus and Eurydice. In the Three Graces, we can see that the model on the right has an open ulcer with reddening of the skin, nipple retraction, reduction of breast volume, as well as axilla lymph nodes. This is a visual aspect of a locally advanced breast cancer. In Diana and her nymphs pursued by satyrs, and in Orpheus and Eurydice, we can see a breast reduction in the same place as in the Three Graces, which suggests breast cancer indirectly. And so while physicians from previous eras didn't know what they were actually dealing with in terms of breast cancer, there was certainly awareness of it. The knowledge of breast cancer actually predates the Middle Ages. Ancient Egyptian texts such as Edwin Smith Papyrus, circa 1600 BCE, mentions conditions consistent with breast cancer. The ancient Greek physician Hippocrates, who lived around the 5th century BCE, believed that an imbalance of bodily fluids, or humours, caused diseases. Breast cancer, he thought, resulted from an excess of black bile. This theory was influential throughout the Middle Ages. And in the absence of effective treatment, some medieval surgeons attempted to remove breast tumours, though without the benefit of anaesthesia or antiseptics. So such procedures were painful and had high risks of infection. I dare say if the cancer didn't get them, the operation probably did. And then there was mastectomies. The surgical removal of the breast to treat cancer can be traced back to ancient times, but it was during the late Renaissance, moving into the early modern period, that the more systemic approaches to mastectomy began to emerge. Still, the radical mastectomy as a standardized surgical procedure became more prevalent in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. So while this episode hasn't been the standard light-hearted exploration into genetic mutations, I hope it will inspire you to go and get your girls checked out. I know I did after interviewing Alison, and mine were all good. But even if you're a male, go and get them checked. I had a friend who had a bit of a scare. He's turned out to be nothing, but he still went out and got them checked early. His mother passed away from breast cancer, so he didn't want to take the risk. And so that's a really important message for you men out there. And to Alison, my warrior friend, and to anyone who is battling or survived breast cancer, you're an absolute inspiration. And I, like I said, I know that's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but the fact that you've been battling this for 4 years and your positivity and your lightness and the sun that just radiates from you, you truly are a marvel at what the body and the mind will endure. Lovely friend, you are perfectly imperfect, just the way you are.